Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, usually this time of the year, the Animal Agriculture Alliance is providing resources to our county and state fairs on preparing for animal rights activism. Activist groups see any large gathering as an opportunity to get attention for their message against animal agriculture, and they see our fairs and expos as the perfect place with livestock and poultry on site. They advise any event to have a plan in place and be prepared for protests or even disruptions from groups like Direct Action Everywhere, the SAVE Movement, or PETA. Now, fairs are looking a little bit different this year because of COVID, with so many going virtual or being held with a very few spectators. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean we can take a break from the threat of activism. Now, if you're involved with a livestock project, either as an exhibitor, parent, or event organizer, here are some quick steps to take to help mitigate the influence of activist groups. Avoid the urge to engage. Understand their real intentions and be prepared for online attacks. Now, the Alliance has a lot of resources on understanding and preparing for activism at animalagalliance.org. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.